Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast.
We're your hosts. I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized.
And I'm Kirsty Faruja from Feels Like Home.
We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
To hang out with us more, check out the Art of Decluttering on Facebook and Instagram.
And we'd love you to check out our website, artofdecluttering.com.au, and see all that's happening over there.
Let's get started. Amy, do you ever feel overwhelmed?
Yeah.
What makes you feel overwhelmed?
Oh, dinner every night.
That was mine. Oh, you stole mine.
We need cooks, chefs.
We do.
We're talking today, friends, about overwhelm. And I did a survey probably 18 months ago now on my Facebook page about what are the words that come to mind when you think about your home and the clutter situation in your home. And the top word that came up was overwhelmed.
Totally.
I think that just encapsulates how our community feel about the state of their homes when they're in clutter.
Yes. We did do recently a whole episode on the mental load, which is
episode
85.
Yeah.
Which we loved creating and has...
We've had great feedback from all over the world about that episode.
Yeah. So if you haven't listened to it, finish listening to this one first because we're going to tackle the feeling of overwhelm. But go back and listen to that one too because it was about this feeling as well, but not specifically overwhelm.
Yeah.
It's about mental load.
I think the feeling of overwhelm, if I was to describe, and I'd love you to describe as well, describe in words what the feeling of overwhelm feels like. And I think it feels like having your feet planted on the ground and not being able to move, like looking around and seeing stuff and going, I'm stuck, I'm paralyzed. I think that's some of what overwhelm feels like. And sometimes it's, I picture those monkeys that are like covering their eyes and covering their ears. It's like, I've got too much noise or I've got too much visual stimulation. It's that overwhelm, like too much, too much, too much.
Yeah, I would describe it as heaviness. Which is similar because it's the heaviness that's holding you in that one place that you don't know to turn left or right. Mm. You don't know to step forward, backwards. You just don't know where to start.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I would probably say 100% of my clients who 100% of people who reach out to me to come in and help them or get advice somehow is – based on their feeling of overwhelm. Mm. And I love actually that they have taken that step to contact me because it means that they are making some movement. Like they're not completely stuck because they've thought about their situation and they've looked around and gone, actually, I need some help here. And I need somebody to come in here and give me direction and to hold my hand and to walk through, hold me accountable, help me set vision and help me to actually get this stuff done.
Mm.
And so I love that they haven't felt so overwhelmed that they couldn't reach out.
And if you have been listening to our podcast now for 90-odd episodes and you started out thinking, I'm going to listen to this podcast because it's going to help me get decluttered and organized, and yet you've listened to 90 episodes and feel like you've got two brand new friends, but you're still feeling overwhelmed, we have a next step for you. Because the next step is get in touch with us, because we would love to come out and help you. For some people, listening to the podcast is all that they need in order to be kickstarted and that overwhelm is lifted and they're ready to go. But for many of you, having us out, Kirsty in Sydney, me in Melbourne, or we can recommend someone to come out to you wherever you are in the world, that's going to be the next step for you to get out of the overwhelm. Because our heart for you, overwhelm be gone.
Yep.
Or overwhelm be reduced.
Gone.
Gone would be good.
That's our heart for you.
Yeah.
Reduction is the small steps that you can take in the meantime.
Love it.
We also have an awesome online course that you can join at any time. It's always available, always ready to watch. You can do it with our community. You can do it without our community. You can just do it. And that is also an option if you don't live close by to us and can't or aren't ready yet to have somebody into your home. But let's get on to talking about overwhelm and how we can reduce it.
Correct.
To be gone.
Yeah, and we want to give you as much value as we can in the next 20 minutes or so so that you can start reducing that. So, Kirst, one of the things that I really like that you say often is when you walk in a room and you feel that overwhelm, just start with what your eyes land on first. Tell us why that's one of your recommendations.
It is my number one recommendation in that feeling of overwhelm because it gives you a place to start. So I say where your eyes land or what your feet kick first. Start with that. Don't pull yourself back from looking at the whole room or the whole house or the whole pile of paperwork and go, instead of thinking of it in the big picture, look at the small pictures and go, okay, my eyes are landing on all the Lego that's across the floor. Right. I can just do that one small step or that one task. And that's really helpful in breaking down that overwhelm and making it easy. Our whole philosophy is the KISS philosophy.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, sweetie.
I love that.
I wrote that out the other day. I was like, instead of those other words, I was like, sweetie.
That's
that
awesome.
Works.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, sweetie. So instead of thinking about the whole room, just start with a small, small task.
Yep. And I think when you chunk things down in any overwhelming situation, it becomes less overwhelming. And that is a really good thing. So instead of tackling the whole house, just set your sight on the bathroom drawer. Set yourself, I've just got my S words all mixed up now that we've gone sweetie and stupid.
Sweetheart, sorry.
So set your sights on not the whole garage, but maybe just the little bit that you keep knocking your car door on.
Yeah, exactly. It is so, so helpful to just reduce your frame of vision.
Mm-hmm.
Like just, it's like having that laser focus and just instead of coming in and seeing everything, just laser focus down to one small thing. Then you'll get success in that area and you can pat yourself on the back and you can go, I am awesome. I rock at this. And you can set your sight on something else small.
Yeah, because it's replicatable and that's what we want for you. And we want simple systems. So don't look at the area that you're choosing to declutter and go, I have to make a decision, a different decision on every item. Your decisions are, is it staying or is it going? And then you can drill down into that. If it's staying, does it stay here or does it stay somewhere else? If it's going, is it donation? Is it rubbish? But simplify will take away the overwhelm. Stay or go, stay or go, stay or go.
Yeah.
Really simple, 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 sweetie.
Yep. Love it. Oh, I didn't even realize something.
What's that?
I didn't realize that we'd written keep things simple.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, obviously it's something that we preach and not just write. So those of you who don't know how the podcast works is we, about a week or two before we come into the studio, write really just
high level
dot points of like a couple of things that we want to make sure we cover off on in the podcast. And then we don't look at it again until we get in the studio because mainly we just rave on to each other and talk and we refer to these. So Kirsty's like double confirmed herself.
Yep. I'm awesome.
We've got some really, really, really practical advice when it comes to overwhelm. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're fed and watered. So if you're trying to declutter and you're feeling overwhelmed, so I do this with my clients, I'll often say, why don't we quickly stop and have something to eat? Why don't we stop and have a drink? Do you need a cup of tea? Because they'll get to the, I can't make any more decisions, it's all too much. It's like my first go-to before we like hit the panic button, have you had enough to drink?
Yeah. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Is that what's really going on here?
Yeah, because I think food and drink.
Or do you need to go toilet?
Yes.
Like me today, got off the plane, got to Jared's studio and
can't talk.
I can't talk. I've got to go to the toilet.
Yeah. It's those really, really, really simple things.
It's the same. It's the same when our kids come home from school and they're frazzled and they're feeling and you're like, what do you want to eat? Oh, I've thought too much. I can't do anymore. Okay, I'll get you some cheese and crackers.
Yeah, here it is. It's right in front of you.
We also want you to think about when those feelings of overwhelm come up, we want you to recognize that it might actually be something else that's going on that's causing the overwhelm. Mm. So, for instance, have you had a fight with your partner or your child and then you go into that room and you're actually feeling that you can't do it because you're feeling overwhelmed? Yes, you might be feeling overwhelmed by the room, but you also might be feeling overwhelmed by the fight that just happened or, you know, something else significant or not significant, but it might actually be emotional that's rising to the surface for you. So we just want to give you permission, not that you need it, but we want to encourage you to give yourself permission to sit with those feelings, to work through those feelings. Amy's laughing at me because this is my biggest
bandwagon.
Biggest bandwagon. I'm on this whole journey of self-discovery at the moment. So Amy's laughing because I'm saying this to everybody, to her, to Simon, to myself, to anybody who will listen about self-discovery. So she's having a laugh at me. But I think it is really important in this, for this topic, that you might need to actually stop and sit with those feelings and process what's actually going on with you and not worry about the house for a day.
Yep, I agree. And sometimes it's about recognizing what the block is. For instance, I was working with a client, we were going through medications and she's like, I can't do this. This is too hard. This is an area of my house that is just too hard to declutter. And actually when we stopped and I said, what's really going on? There was grief around the fact that there did have to be so many medications in the house and grief that she was having to give children medications that had been prescribed and were really strong and meant that they had other issues going on. So her overwhelm wasn't with the one cupboard we had to deal with the medications. It was, this is a really hard part of my life and this represents that.
Yes. And that's why, like, if you're doing it by yourself, sit with that.
Mm.
Sit with what's actually going on. Dig and go. And ask yourself those questions. What's actually going on here? Why am I stuck? Why is this so hard? And see if you can figure that out. If you need to ring a girlfriend and talk to your girlfriend and verbal process, Amy and I are both verbal processors.
Oh, boy, are we verbal processors.
So we think we have one issue. We start talking to each other about that issue and actually realize through the talking that it's something completely different.
And people wonder why we spend hours on the phone. And it's like, oh, because I thought this was going on, but actually this is going on.
So ring a girlfriend or, you know, if you do all that work in yourself, do that. Sit with it and figure out what's going on and then you can move forward knowing that what's been illuminated to you through your self-discovery or verbal diarrhea that has then, like Amy's client, has given her permission to go back to the task and real and be able to process that task. You know how Amy is like larger than life on the podcast? Well, imagine having that in your home. It is phenomenal. She gets things done so quickly. She can come in and absolutely power boost any of your decluttering that you can do by yourself. You are going to do it 5 million times faster if you have Amy come alongside you to support, encourage, motivate, and keep you on track. So if you live in Melbourne or the greater Melbourne area, Amy is your girl.
So if you're ready to have a little bit of my decluttering magic in your house, email us at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au. Send us a message on Instagram or Facebook, any way you can get in contact with us. Get in contact because I want to come and I want to help you get freedom that you've been dreaming of.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, back to the show. Something I think is really important is to acknowledge that being cluttered does lead to overwhelm.
Yes.
So acknowledging that there is a really strong relationship between that. There's medical research out that confirms that. There's behavioural research out that confirms that, that people who live in clutter have higher levels of stress hormones. They feel more overwhelmed. So if you have less stuff, that means you have less stuff to tidy up, which means there's less mess, which means there's less overwhelm. So if you reverse engineer the overwhelm, start working through that stuff, start decluttering because it will help your overwhelm. I have not yet had a client in all my years who has finished our decluttering process and say, I feel more overwhelmed now than when I started. Ever.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, because it helps with overwhelm.
Yeah, they are connected.
It physically helps with overwhelm. Yeah. Can I share a story? Sorry, no. I feel like I'm just talking a lot now.
No, I said no.
I was at my GP last week picking up a script and we were just chatting away. He knows what I do for a job. And he said, Amy, do you know how many mental health care plans I've written today? And I feel so frustrated as a GP that I can send them off for the psych help. I can give them all the stuff they need. But what they actually need as well is a professional organizer to come in so that they don't go to the psych clinic with their overwhelm, talk it through, have some great strategies, get some freedom, all that good stuff. Like I love a good psych.
Yeah.
So we're not good stuff.
We are not downplaying the need for that.
Not at all. But then they don't have the support at home. So they have all this breakthrough when they come home and then it's like, oh, I'm back to the clutter.
Because they've moved in their emotional journey, but they haven't moved in their physical journey.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. And so they're so intertwined. Like, I'm not saying that everybody who feels overwhelmed lives in clutter.
Or vice versa.
Vice versa. And yes, if you're living in clutter, it may not feel overwhelming to you. Mm.
It may
be normal for you. Like it, and
that's okay. Yeah.
That's
probably you're not listening to this podcast if that's you. Probably not. But
or you might be. but it doesn't affect you to move.
Yeah.
It doesn't inspire you to move.
So we are just so passionate about helping you understand the link between clutter and overwhelm and giving you solutions. So the solutions are things like we just said, start small. Start where your eyes land first. Start with what you kick. Start in a really micro space. Okay, so talking about that. I'm using charades. What was focus?
Laser focus.
Yeah. So laser focus on an area.
I just thought of another one of our episodes, the micro declutter, that help you when you don't know where to start. Go to artofdecluttering.com.au/bingo. And we have a thing.
Downloadable.
Thank you. I can never think of that thing. A bingo sheet where you can just work off that, and then that will help you to reduce the amount in your home. We also have Amy's favourite tip.
Well, do you know what? Let's hold that tip. I think that's a whole episode that we can talk about that.
No, we should give it now and then do it.
All right.
Because we need... These peeps are listening for tips.
All right. Okay, here we go. So what I think what you're talking about, I could be totally wrong, is the power of 15 minutes.
That is what I'm talking about. It is your favorite.
It is so
one
good.
Of your very, very favorite things to talk
it
about.
It is so good.
And to give people advice on.
Because 15 minutes is a long period of time. Try holding your breath for 15 minutes.
It's so funny.
It's a long period of time.
Don't try that, people.
Oh, no,
do
don't try
not
this at
try
home.
To hold your breath for 15 minutes. Do not listen to Amy in this instance. She is trying to kill you.
15 minutes is a long time when you're late for a job interview. 15 minutes is a long time when you're waiting for your child to come out of surgery. 15 minutes is a long time when you're and you're waiting for your bride to come down the aisle.
15 minutes is a long time when you're waiting for that child to get out of your body.
Yeah, 15 minutes is a long time when you're waiting in line for a toilet. 15 minutes seems like nothing, but it is a significant amount of time. So my recommendation is use the power of 15 minutes. Put a timer on for 15 minutes and go and tackle an area. Whether you feel overwhelmed, whether you feel despondent, just make that decision. I'm going to go and spend 15 minutes doing this thing. And just do it. And then when you're done, you're done. Don't go, oh, I probably should do another 20 minutes. Nah, 15 minutes and you're done. Give yourself the success pat on the back and walk away from it, knowing that you're 15 minutes closer to where you started
Yeah, I was going to say you're 15 minutes further into the journey than if you'd never started. So awesome.
It's actually a good rule for all. So I say it for my kids. Just give it 15 minutes when they're doing their homework, or give it 15 minutes when they're doing trombone practice, or... If we want to go.
Don't if you're their neighbours.
No, I love the trombone. If you're wanting to exercise, just give it 15 minutes. If you're whatever it is.
Yeah, power of 15 minutes.
Power of 15 minutes.
And it's laser focused again.
Yes.
It's about being laser focused. So when Amy talks about the power of 15 minutes, and we talk about this in our online course as well, it is about being laser focused. It is not about going, yeah, we're going to set a timer for 15 minutes and, oh, what's happening on Facebook? What's happening on Insta? Oh, let me ring my friend who I haven't spoken to for 15 years. Like, it is about, no, I know it's going to be done in 15 minutes. I don't have to conquer the whole world today. I just need to give it 15 minutes and I'm going to be laser focused.
Yeah.
I am going to get this tiny chunk done. And whatever I get done in 15 minutes, I get done. And how awesome am I?
And 15 minutes is not very long. 15 minutes is not very long if you're at a play. 15 minutes is not very long when you're watching Netflix. 15 minutes is not very long when you're sitting at a restaurant and you're eating your favorite dessert. 15 minutes is not very long when you're listening to a podcast. So as much as we're like 15 minutes is ages.
It's not.
It's not forever.
No.
So it's actually, we feel like a really good amount of time to dive deeper into that. So the power of 15 minutes is, I think, maybe a whole other episode. There's heaps on it. I've written about it in my book. We have it in our online course. There's like heaps of places that you can consume my love of the power of 15 minutes.
Our love. I love it too.
Oh, you do love it. Yes, our love.
Our love.
15 minutes.
And if, just to give you an out... If it feels too long to start with, build up to it.
Yeah, start with five.
Start with five. Move up to 10.
Yeah.
Move up to 15.
Yeah.
Don't move past 15 though.
No, we want you to actually set a limit. This is about reducing overwhelm.
Yes.
This is not when you work with a professional organizer. We're not walking into anyone's space and going, hey, we're just going to give it 15 minutes. No, no, no. We're working like hours, but you've got a coach.
Yes.
When you're working on your own, just give yourself some grace if you're in overwhelm. If you're a total gun and you're not an overwhelm and you can declutter till the cows come home, declutter till the cows come home.
But we do use this in our sessions sometimes when our clients are feeling that overwhelm. We do go, okay, we're just going to work on this little task for 15 minutes, then we're going to have a coffee.
Yeah.
Like we'll have a break. You just, let's just set a timer. Let's use it. So
yes, that's true.
We do use it.
In laser focus.
In laser focus.
If you are feeling overwhelmed, there are other resources that you might want to do. You might want to talk to your GP about getting a mental health care plan. You might want to talk to a counsellor or a psych or have coffee with your friend or sit down on the couch with a glass of wine and your partner. Like decluttering is a big part of it, but it's not the only part of it.
No, and it is exactly coming back to the overwhelm is an emotional response to something.
Yeah.
And so if it might actually need that emotional processing for you to work out what's actually going on. And it might take having those conversations with your partner to go, actually, I'm feeling overwhelmed by all the things that are on my mental to-do list. Can we talk about redistributing some of this mental load? Or same with your children. Hey, kids, I'm feeling really overwhelmed, or I'm in a really hard season at work, or, you know, whatever, like a hard season of life. Parents have died or friends have died or, you know, whatever season that's hard for you, it might be the time that you sit down with somebody, with your partner or children or friends, and say, hey, I'm feeling really overwhelmed. I need your help in this area. It would really help me if you helped me on my decluttering journey.
Kes, I'm going to pass you.
She's laughing really hard at me because I think she's got a review here that maybe speaks to overwhelm.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm laughing about something completely different and I'll tell you once we're off air.
Okay. So this review is from Silver TP on iTunes, who lives in New Zealand again. Getting lots of New Zealand reviews. This one says, reclaim your home. I have really enjoyed listening to this podcast. They break the task down into a room or an area of a room. I started off with the fridge and now we can see at a glance when lunch supplies are running low. I love the discussions on the emotional reasons we keep things. Hey.
Totally appropriate.
Oh, you said it wasn't going to be appropriate.
I didn't even read it before I handed it to you.
It made it a lot easier to let things go. Oh, we're so glad, Silver TP.
That's the best.
I'm going to get teary.
I love it when a review totally lines up with what we're talking about.
And you did not even plan that. No. It sounds scripted, but it's not.
It's totally not. So plans of action for you guys this week. Listen to our podcast about micro decluttering and listen to episode 85 about the mental load. You might want to download our bingo sheet at theartofdecluttering.com.au/bingo. And it might be time for you to decide that you want a professional organizer to come in and work with you. So if you want information on what it looks like to have a professional organizer or details from either of us, just email us hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au and we will get in touch. We'll give you a call and we'll talk to you about that.
As always, it has been an absolute pleasure to be in the studio with you, Amy, and I love all of our listeners. So let us know in the Facebook community this week if you have felt overwhelmed and if by decluttering this has helped you, or if you've had a professional organizer in, let us know that too, because we would love to see and celebrate your success stories as well.
You guys are the best. We'll see you for the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.com.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.